What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
But I think the loincloth for one day would be just fantastic if one of those guys lost.
Follow at a distance and take video.
I mean, we're places that you would go.
I've got a new phone now. I could take some serious video with this bad boy.
If BK showed up at Golden Chick with a loincloth getting some chicken, I would do that, BK. Please, I would follow you for a day.
I would think most people would see that as a cry for help, and you'd be, you know, maybe put in for some assistance.
Help me. Help me. You think so? Help me. I'm in a loincloth.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
You think we've gotten too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory.
Wednesday on the Horn, it's B&E with you.
Put them hands together.
Thanks for being with us. Hope you can ride all day long. We roll on 4 hours of fun and conversation each and every day, part of 13 hours of local sports chatter each and every day. Tonight we've got our Wednesday night lineup after Chad and Kevin as well. It's got the Fight Night podcast. It's got Stu with the wrestling conversation.
Stu.
Super Bowl. Stu Myrick is back. So we go all day today, all the way into 10 o'clock tonight. So I hope you can lock it in, whether you're listening on 104.9, 101.9 FM, AM 1260, always available to stream on the Horn app and at hornfm.com. Also at the website, you'll be able to podcast and listen to the podcast of any of the hours of our shows. So if you miss any of it and want to go back and listen to it commercial-free, you can do that at hornfm.com. You know what's coming soon, speaking of websites, hornbash.com is up and going. Got you more details on Hornbash. Big announcement to make tomorrow on the show, and at least a big conversation to be had to launch Hornbash 2019, Hornbash number 2, May 4th out at Buck's Backyard in Buda. Bigger and better, our listener appreciation day just for you with barbecue cook-off, live music, fun, more to come starting tomorrow. We're really getting fired up about that. A lot of those coming in, Buck, on hated players from the Duke-North Carolina rivalry. Those two will play tonight in Cameron Indoor. Says, grew up in North Carolina, north of Greensboro, Eden, as a matter of fact. Always hated Duke, spelled D-O-O-K, by the way. Christian Laettner, Grayson Allen, the most hated. He said, favorite Carolina player on the other side, other than Michael Jordan, Charlie Scott. Charlie Scott, you were a fan of Charlie Scott.
Yes, I was. Charlie Scott was the first black basketball player at the University of North Carolina, I do believe. I think he was number one at that time. He was a great, great player.
This says, J.J. Redick's B-ass. This says
Chris. I also like James Worthy, too.
Oh, big game James was the man.
Well, obviously, Michael Jordan. I mean, that's – no, but you don't even have to say that, but I love James
Worthy. My favorite Carolina player outside of the obvious MJ and big game James, Smooth, Sam – what was his name?
Oh, Big Sam?
Sam Perkins.
Lefty?
Sam Perkins. Sam Perkins was smooth, man. That guy was a smooth player. Gangly.
Was that around the time where they ran off a couple national championships?
Yeah,
with
I think so.
Sam Perkins?
I think so.
Was there?
It says, Chris, there's some venom in these texts. Chris Duhon's stupid long face.
I'm looking forward to our segment today.
Cherokee
then.
Park. Sweet. Hated that dude.
I hated Wojo.
Steve? Oh, Wojciechowski smacking the floor. Smacking the floor.
Oh, yeah. Smack him right in the head.
Favorite Tar Heel.
Slam his hand
easy.
Down.
Rasheed Wallace. Raweed
Wallace.
J.J. Redick, Christian Laettner, Grayson Allen,
I grew up with the ACC, and being in North Carolina, in Greensboro, you know, in sixth grade that was when I really got into basketball. I loved everything about the ACC. I loved the colors of the uniforms. But my favorite all-time ACC player was David Thompson. I mean, that guy, you're talking about a guy that could just go out of the building, man. He was something. North Carolina State?
Don't say North Carolina State. I still cry when Phi Slamma Jamma. Still cry. It was maybe one of my – I think that was my first –
Well, get the rebound.
I know.
What about the rebound?
Come on, Akeem. Come on, Guy Lewis. Don't get suckered into a slow-paced game. You got Phi Slamma Jamma.
Come on.
Push this thing. Don't play their game.
You played their game.
I'm still mad.
What about the rebound? What about the air ball?
Well, Akeem didn't know it was going to be an air ball. Lorenzo Charles. Come on, man. That still stinks. That's probably the first time as a child that I – as a youth.
Did you cry?
That I just – not just cried. I was
– You ball. You went on the ground? Slamming your fist and your knees and all that stuff?
Yeah, I pitched a temper tantrum.
A tantrum.
I was not real happy. I was not real happy that day. Oh, come on. That was Akeem. That was the crew, man. They're about to win this thing.
Oh, that was like when I missed the extra point. You went on the ground? You went?
I think so.
Stomach first?
Probably on my
Tillman
bed.
Tillman Fertitta get rid of everybody off the team because
yeah,
they weren't
fired them
enough.
All.
Get
Guy
out.
Lewis. Oh, man, I still hate that 30 for 30 that they did. It was a good one, though. It was a good one. Hey, let's get some headlines, and we'll pick up. So I got these hilarious breakup messages we got to read from. You'll love these from the Twitterverse and the social media landscape. Those are fun. We got a lot to do. Let's get to the headlines, though. Top Gun. Lawn and Equipment Rentals bring you the headlines, always from the Ticket City Update Desk. Yeah, we have Texas baseball. Broke out the bats last night at Reckling Park in Houston. There was weather threatening, but they played through it. And the Horns banged out their way to an 11-4 win at Rice. They earned their first midweek win of the season. 3-1 now to start the year. 2-5 hitters for Texas brought the lumber. Eric Kennedy, Austin Todd, Zach Zubia, DJ Petrinski combined for 8 hits, 9 RBI. Banged out 13 hits on the night as a team, and 6 of those for extra bases, including Zubia's first home run of the year in the 6th inning. David Pierce, pleased with the mental toughness of his team.
You know, you're right. We're putting some at-bats together back-to-back, and guys having quality at-bats, and just a very good night for us in a wet, nasty condition, but we got the win.
They did get the win. They'll come back home to open up their home schedule. 4-game series with Purdue this weekend. Longhorns and Boilermakers will open the series Friday night at 6:30 with Big 12 Pitcher of the Week Bryce Elder on the mound for Texas. Teams will play a doubleheader Saturday and then wrap up the series on Sunday at 12:30. Major League Baseball bombshell signing yesterday, 26-year-old Manny Machado. Not that he signed with the San Diego Padres. That had been rumored, but he gets the biggest free agent contract in American sports history. 10 years, $300 million. For the suddenly upstart Padres, Machado, a four-time All-Star, two-time Gold Glove Award winner at third base, also can play shortstop, will become the face of the Friars organization that's in a rebuild. Their GM, A.J. Preller, has assembled the game's best farm system, good young lineup, signed Eric Hosmer a year ago, and now they land Manny Machado. 40-year-old Major Applewhite, I should say, joining Nick Saban's football staff at Alabama as an analyst. 40-year-old was Nick Saban's first offensive coordinator at Alabama way back in 2007. Then he left to come back to Austin. He was fired in December after 2 seasons as head coach at the U of H. Big upset in Big 12 hoops last night. Jared Butler, 17 points. Freddie Gillespie, 14. Baylor wins in Ames, Iowa. Beat 19th ranked Iowa State 73-69. There are no Big 12 games on the schedule tonight, but there's a considerable tilt on Tobacco Road, as we've been talking about. 8th ranked North Carolina taking the 11.2-mile trip east to see the face Duke at Cameron Indoor. Should be a heck of a game. Ticket prices ranging from $2,500 to $10,000 for that game tonight, just to see it live. It's B&E, and that's the headlines.
Horn Headlines brought to you by Top Gun Rentals and Lawn Equipment.
Come by Top Gun's Open House Crawfish Boil March 8th for deep, deep discounts on all our zero-turn mowers and outdoor power equipment.
TopGun.net. We'll shoot you straight.
Yeah, I was not a big Shane Coconut Head Battier either. I was.
Well, how do you not like Shane Battier? He's like the smartest player.
Dude, he had that head. It looked like some kind of melon. You know what I mean? It had all those dents in the side of it.
This guy says Shane Battier's Wolverine head.
He did have a weird melon, didn't he?
Dude, who was I listening to the other day? They were talking about that, like, for the Houston Rockets, every game the staff, the analytics staff, puts together like a 40-page game plan and just analysis of the upcoming game, the team. And most guys just kind of glance at it. Shane Battier, it was Richard Justice, the Houston Chronicle, or MLB.com. And he said Battier was a guy who'd read the whole thing every time. He'd read the whole dang thing because he'd just sit at his locker. Battier. Jeez. I don't know how you don't like him. I can see you not liking some of these other dudes, but Battier.
Love Phil baller. Ford. I loved Phil Ford.
I agree. And
that guy was a great guard.
Well, and this one is such an intense game tonight because you got the number one team in Duke. It's your only chance at Cameron Indoor to see Zion Williamson play against, you know, North Carolina. He's the almost locked number one pick, barring some miracle. Can we hear from Roy Williams on this? We got a couple cuts of Roy talking about Duke and Zion. Of course, he's seen a lot of good basketball players in his 3 decades plus of coaching major college basketball. Roy Williams was asked about Zion and his skill set.
Name somebody else that's got that skill set that he has. Because in college game, I've never seen it nearby. I said, well, what about LeBron? Listen to what I said. LeBron never played in college, but I've never seen anything like that.
I said what I said.
I said what I said.
Listen to what I
said. I said what I said.
Thank you, Coach.
Well, again, we've never seen it. And, you know, powerful. I mean, the highlight they keep showing of him blocking the shot coming and just looking like Spider-Man. Blocking a shot of a 3-point attempt. I mean, he gets off the floor explosively. like a high jumper, and he's just a skilled player. I mean, and then you add to that they've got Cam Reddish and R.J. Barrett. That's probably three of the top five picks in the draft. So we'll get to see them tonight, and you're calling double-digit win for the Dukies.
Didn't like Wojo. Didn't like that hand banging on the –
What's up every with time the white dudes? Why do we hate the white guys?
Because I had so many of them when I was young. There weren't any black dudes playing for them then. Till now.
This one says, Duke fan, hate Hansborough, hate Stackhouse. Ooh, Jerry Stackhouse was kind of a hateable guy.
He was?
He was surly. He just had that look on his face. He was kind of a hateable guy. Matt Doherty. Ooh, good one.
Love him in NASCAR.
Sean Mays. Remember Sean A. Mays out of the state of Indiana?
Yeah, a little mini fro.
And Montross. Hated Eric Montross.
Eric Montross. That's a big, tall, gangly dude, right?
He's a white dude.
Was he?
Yeah. He was a top player, though. Big time. Big time post.
There's any brothers named Montross. No, probably not.
These people are really venomous about their...
They are.
We're going to have to call our buddy Joe Ogilvie, the former golfer who lives here. He's a Dukie. He's probably got some most hated North Carolina
Jim
player.
Spanarkle.
Oh!
I did not like Gene Banks. He was not one of my favorite either.
Jim Spanarkle. Is he doing play commentary these days?
Maybe.
It says Jay Williams.
I like Jay Williams when he's a baller, when he's a player.
Before he got on that motorcycle, screwed the whole thing up.
He still got money. He still got paid for that.
Yes, he does. He does. He has money. But he would have made a lot more money had he not got on that motorcycle because he was the number one pick and was an unbelievable young player. But all right, so we'll take those. Carolina and Duke tonight. We got Texas baseball knocking the cover off the ball. How about batting .286 as a team? It's only four games, but this program has struggled to hit the ball and score runs in years past. This team hitting with a high OPS. They're hitting with a high slugging percentage and off to a good start, middle of that order, even without David Hamilton producing. And normally on Wednesdays, I know a lot of folks tune in to hear David Pierce. We're going to talk to Coach Pierce tomorrow. Quick programming note, they got back about 5 in the morning this morning from Rice, and so we're going to talk to Coach tomorrow on a Thursday edition of B&E. 8:30, we'll talk about the opening week and then look forward to the four-game set with Purdue coming up this weekend. But he has to be happy because his pitching's been good. His hitting's been really good. They lost one game. The game where the pitching wasn't good, they had 8 walks in the Sunday game against Louisiana Lafayette and almost came back and won that game, giving themselves a chance to win it despite falling behind 8-1. So he's got to be pretty happy with the competitive fight of his team so far to start this year in hostile environments. All right, so I got these great breakups. So what's the worst way you ever broke up with a person, Buck?
Whew.
Think about it, because I got some that people are – this is what you do on social media. You don't just break up. You break up on social media. Or you put it out there.
Well, I've never sent a message to say I'm breaking up or
I got
they're breaking up
that
with
you're
me.
You're going to laugh at. How about you tell them about Good RX, though?
No.
Because you didn't used to order your good drugs.
I used to just go get them and pay for them.
Now you don't have to.
I don't have to pay that much more, that's for sure. I can get online for free. I got no hassle. All I have to do is go to goodrx.com. They compare prices of every FDA-approved drug right here in Austin, Texas. They got these free downloadable coupons, which are great because you can save an awful lot of money on your medications. Last year, GoodRx saved Americans $2 billion on their medications. And when you're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars unnecessarily, that's why you need to go and get GoodRx. Imagine paying even less for your insurance copay. GoodRx can sometimes find medications absolutely free for you. As I said, it's free. It's no hassle. Do as I've been doing right now. Don't ever overpay for your prescription if you can go to GoodRx. Find the best prices, download those free coupons, and begin to save. GoodRx is not insurance. Savings is based upon retail price of medications without insurance.
All right. Antonio Brown met with the Steelers owner, Art Rooney, and said they cleared the air, but both agreed it's time to move on. We'll get back into Antonio Brown and the big news of the NFL coming up. Here's one.
I got broken up with on Christmas Day.
Oh. Who did that? This a while ago? This was just you?
Yeah. This on Christmas Day.
Do I know this person?
Yeah, you do.
Dang, that's brutal.
After the presents were given out.
Did she send you this text message?
What does it say?
Honey, roses are red, violets are blue. Your face, a face like yours, belongs in the zoo.
Oh.
But don't worry, I'll be there too. Not in the cage, but laughing at you.
Wow.
I'd like to break up. Oh, man.
Was that a 12-year-old who said that?
It sounds like kids right there. Sounds like some kids from high school.
How about this one? A picture of a handwritten note. How would you like for me to break up with you? Would you prefer in person, note, through friend? Check which box.
Oh, man.
Too good. All right, so I got to read these. This is great. This is this guy wrote down 20 reasons why he's why I'm dumping you.
20?
20, and you can see this in front of me.
How did they ever get together?
Two, I won't read three, all of them. But this is some of the content. This is the reason it's just not going to work out. You think Predator 2 was better than the original, period. It's not cousin, it's cousin.
Somebody said spelling cousin.
It's not cousin, it's cousin.
Wow.
These are just all the things that have been driving this guy crazy for years now. You refer to your cockatoo as your baby. You eat cereal with water instead of milk. Who does that? You can name all of the dudes in One Direction. Got to be a game changer. You have one too many posters of Michael Phelps in his Speedo. You insist on calling the president Barack Hussein Obama.
Yes, we can.
How about the one with the family?
Must you tell every single person, capitalized and underlined, about that time you were visited by aliens?
How did they ever get together?
I don't know. You kiss your entire family on the mouth.
That's so gross.
How did you do that?
How about this one? I'll finish it off with vegans don't eat bacon, dumbass.
That's how
they, yes, that's awesome.
Why I'm dumping you, man.
Also, you wore sweatpants to my grandma's funeral, and no, it doesn't matter that they were black.
How about the last one?
You told me, put on something sexy, we're going to Red Lobster. Have a nice life.
Can you send me that, please?
Yes, I will.
How did they even get together?
I don't know, but I like this one, too. This one's a terrible one. Hi, honey. Guess who left his Facebook open on the computer and got a message from Kelsey? Yeah, that'd be you. But don't worry. I didn't break anything, actually. I was nice enough to package your things, and I even invented a neat game since I know you like looking for things like other girls. Here's where you'll find all your stuff. Your clothes are where we first met. Your video games are where we first kissed. Your laptop is where we bought our first video game together. Your TV is where we went all the way. Everything else, including pictures of the last 2 years of our lives, are at Kelsey's house.
Damn.
Dang, man.
It's a lot of work. But women don't hold grudges, though. But that's a lot of work.
There you go. Those are some of the worst breakups.
I like the one where the girl's at the game. She's at a jam-packed like basketball or football game, and she pulls out a sign on this dude. I mean,
oh, this guy gave... somebody gave their partner a cake, and it said, I'm moving to Australia without you, on top of it. People are horrible. Yeah, this is from, what is this, like a hockey game? Or is it like a football game?
It looks like hockey.
It says
the Penguins.
It says, my cheating ex-boyfriend is watching from the couch instead.
Wow.
Brutal. No grudges held. No grudges held.
I love the, here's your house key. That's the one I like taped to a note.
Left your Facebook open. Nothing better than vegans don't eat bacon. Dumbass.
Yeah.
Classic. That's just classic. But there you go. So a little fun on a Wednesday. A little hijinks. All right. So roses are red, violets are blue. I'm bad at poetry. Nice rack. Is somebody texted me. Says, guys, I got dumped on New Year's Eve, and she picked herself up on New Year's Day.
Well, I got it right on Christmas Day.
That is a blessing right there. Are you kidding me? New Year's Eve, that's the easiest rebound night there is.
Don't you think
huge.
Christmas Day is the worst that you could do?
For you people, not for me.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about
like
your people.
The first night of Hanukkah or something, man.
By the way, I think with the 20 reasons, it was a girl writing to a guy. But it kind of like, because the one.
Flip that around?
He told me to wear something sexy. We're going to Red Lobster was number 20. It's just all the hot stuff she's been harboring. And you really can't wear sweatpants to a funeral. I mean, that's obvious, right? I mean, that's.
Well, no. No, you can't.
No, this says, guys, David Pierce didn't get back until 5 a.m. Where were they? The club? No. Listen, the game didn't end until like 9:30. They got to pack up their stuff. They shower. Then they get on the bus. They probably stopped to eat.
I thought they stopped and did some gambling maybe on the way back, Louisiana.
Oh, they hadn't been home. Remember, they went to Louisiana for the Lafayette series and stayed. And they just cut back on I-10 and stopped down at Houston, stayed there Monday.
You're going to the fairgrounds.
No, it's, you know, you got a whole crew, all the equipment. They stopped to eat, I'm sure. So 5 o'clock makes sense. Still got the three-hour drive from downtown Houston to back to the ATX. So that makes some sense. We'll cut some slack to Coach Pierce this time. But we'll get him tomorrow and talk some baseball.
Absolutely.
All right, more of your Duke, North Carolina
That's hatred.
Hated and
that
most liked players
stuff.
In the classic rivalry. This guy likes, he says, hate everything about Duke except, who did he pick? He said Zion, Elton Brand, and Grant Hill. That's about right, right? It's impossible to not like Grant Hill. I mean, not a nicer guy. Had the pass to Leitner on the incredible shot. Zion seems like a very likable guy. And Elton Brand. Man, who's more of an aw shucks dude than Elton Brand?
I know.
Plus,
I mean,
he's now the GM of your Philadelphia 76ers.
And
that was the process.
That was my number one school I wanted to go to out of high school.
Duke?
To play No, North Carolina. I wanted to play football there so bad. I wanted to get back to the state of Carolina. No go. Not enough math, dumbass.
But talent-wise, you could have gone there, right? It was not about the
math?
It was about talent. It was about academics because of my math.
Now, you weren't going to be on the basketball team, though.
Well, hell no. I was going to be on that losing.
Classes for you,
I've been on that losing football team.
Can't they line up a fake class? It's North Carolina. Can't they put you in one of those fake classes, keep you eligible?
Dude, they were
short area quickness.
They wanted to roll me into Clemson when they were 0-11 and 0-12. Oh, well, thank you.
Well, they paid well.
Yes, they did.
We'll be back when we pick it up on the other side. We'll get to this Antonio Brown story. Where is he headed? Reset some of the top candidates. Also, the other big free agents of the NFL. It's going to heat up here quickly. We're about 2 weeks out or 9 days out to the NFL Combine with all the league decision makers descend along with all the agents on Indianapolis. So we'll dive into that. B&E with you. Also, Manny Machado, $300 million. Is he worth it? We'll run through it. It's B&E and the Horn.
Mornings with Bucky and Aaron.
All right, it's B&E on a Wednesday. Salacious gossip and your chance to blitz for the top of the hour. We'll open up the floodgates, the phone lines, 447-3776. You can have at it, have some fun with it. It's really a bad idea, but we do it each day anyhow. Bad radio. But some people like it, so Bucky likes it, so we continue to do it. We also have salacious gossip. We've got Craig Way report from Reckling Park in Houston last night. And this, I want to thank CB on Twitter who has sent us this video. You know, our good friend Alex Loeb of the Longhorn Network formerly worked here and did a nice show. It wasn't an award-winning show, but it was a good show in the midday.
It was award-winning.
We
only
won
award-winning.
The self-proclaimed award-winning show through the midday.
You have to be able to ride a bike if you're going to be an award-winning.
Probably.
Yeah. Alex Loeb still. I wonder if he was taught his boys how to ride bikes. I don't know, for Alex Loeb.
Sorry,
there
I missed that. What were you saying about bad radio? Do I have to cuss somebody out?
No, the Blitz. The Blitz is bad.
Oh, that's horrible radio.
But we do it every day. And we like
horrible
it
radio.
No, but he has sent us a retweeted a video of Alex Loeb's lovely wife, Yvonne Nava, from KVU24. She's the morning news anchor.
I got to give her that cake thing.
Yeah, and she's doing a self-defense class, and she's beating the heck out of this thing. Look at her, beating the heck, and CB said, Buck, you better give back that cake pan.
I know, that cake pan. Can you imagine her doing that to Alex? He can't take many blows, I would think.
She's
like that.
She brings a pretty good right hand there. Dang. All right. So
yeah, I got to get that back.
Pitched for the Yankees and the Pirates for a long time.
No.
That was a mistake. I made a mistake. I was on drugs at the time.
We saw that message.
Stay off the weed.
It was not on the. It was good RX.
No, that was after you had knee replacement surgery, so you were getting good RX.
I went too Vicodin deep. Never do that.
And then you sent some rambling text message to her about Yvonne Nova. Or
it was on Twitter. It was even better.
Oh yeah, it was on Twitter.
It's still out there, I'm sure. On
CB, send us
get
that.
Get out of here. That's CB. Do not send
CB
that.
CB has that in the archive. See Chris Bennett on Twitter, who's the historical archivist of all sports radio in Austin, Texas. He'll have it.
All right. My beef of the day is...
Beef?
We should have a beef of the day. My beef of the day is with the Girl Scouts.
What are they doing wrong?
Well, I'm not very proud of them, and I've been very proud of the Girl Scouts for a long, long time. Their cookie sales this year, they wouldn't get out there in the cold weather this year.
I've seen them.
Well, we've seen them sporadically. They used to just beat the pavements with getting out there and selling these Girl Scouts cookies. This year, not so much. They got their parents doing all the sale. Chad, our very own Chad, Sweater Chad.
From the afternoon program?
That guy has just talked me into some madness the other day when we had our outing, when we had our team dinner.
Yeah.
Well.
Picados?
Yeah. He said, now, Bucky, you can buy 2 bags of your favorite cookies. I think they're Thanks-a-Lots or I Love Them a Lots or whatever it is, because I do love them because I bought a bunch of them. So dude tells me, he goes, they're $4, right? He goes, well, you can buy 2 for $8, or we got a really good deal. we've got 5 for $20. And I'm like,
what are you on, Team Girl Scout, Chad?
But when he said,
Team Monkey,
you can buy
Monkey, you Monkey can, Hastings?
Well, yeah, you can buy 5 boxes for $20. I'm like, oh, it feels like I'm getting one for free or two. Wait a minute, they're $4 a piece.
And he's got you.
What a clown that was. I got clowned on that deal.
Didn't you just say it was your math that kept you out of North Carolina back in the day?
But the way he said it, it was like...
He tried to make it seem like a deal. He was selling you snake oil.
That's the bit.
It was a terrible... No, it was not a terrible bit. He worked me over. As soon as he said, hey, Buck, and 5 for $20. And I'm like, okay, I'll take 5.
Yeah, it's like the 3 easy payments for $19.99. You see $19.99, you're like, oh, hell yeah. He's like, wait a second.
That guy got me. I bought 5 boxes of those cookies.
I would imagine.
And I'm eating 3.
I do think the weather has probably dampened a little bit of the fervor of the Girl Scout cookie sellers. But I also think.
No, they've gotten lazy. They have their parents
in this
going
day and
to
age,
offices.
They've probably gone to social media to sell. Probably gone to social media. That's how you do it. You streamline the process.
I caught one little girl in the aisles of HEB. That's off limits, girls.
No, you can't be
in
HEB.
You can't go into HEB up and down the aisle selling your cookies. That will not work for people.
Because they sell cookies there, too.
Yeah. How do they let them in there to do that?
They're not supposed to be in the
But parents, you're supposed to let them learn how to sell.
I bet they took it behind. It's probably like the kids from Westlake that we talked to that have the app. They probably have like a Girl Scout cookie app now, and it's just Amazon's right to your door. I mean, it's...
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't have to deal with the Girl Scouts anymore.
Yeah, man, that's probably how they're doing it now. I don't know. My daughter was not a Girl Scout.
What happened to getting out there like our mail carriers? You get out there in the weather, no matter the weather.
What is this mail you speak of?
Like mail.
You talking about electronic mail?
I'm talking about like when you get your mail, like you know your stamped mail.
It's usually a bunch of junk stuff.
Stamp.
Well, I get my bills.
What are these words you speak of?
Well, those girls aren't out there. They don't sit on the corner. And
that's your beef?
Yeah, I'm kind of beef with that because the parents now have let them get a little bit lazy, and now are starting to bring more of that stuff into the office where you are almost forced to buy their cookies. Oh yeah. Yeah, when was the last time you said no? Did you ever say no that Chad asked you yet?
No, not yet. He didn't ask me.
Could you turn him down? Could you say, no, I don't want any cookies? Have you ever said one of your coworkers who said,
I'd have an out.
What do you mean you have an out? I'm allergic to chocolate?
Neighbor. We've already bought a whole bunch from the neighbor.
Oh, is that what you spring on him?
Yeah, we got a Girl Scout neighbor next door.
You can turn down.
She's already knocked on the door a few times, Chad. Sorry, bud.
There you go. You can turn down an adult male. It's tougher to turn down the Girl Scout herself.
Yes, it is. That is much more difficult.
Oh, no, I find it easier
to
turn them down.
Jet.
I got no problems with the girls themselves. I just bought from you 15 minutes ago. You don't remember me?
Are you scared of Chad?
No, but just the way he did it, the way he explained it to me.
He schmoozed
as if they were going to go to the poorhouse. Instead, they're trying to get a trip to, like, California or something.
Oh, good. I'm glad I'm helping Chad go to California.
That's what I mean. Well, she sells this many.
I want to go to California. Manny Machado is going to California.
That
we'll get
is.
Into that deal coming up. We'll take your Girl Scout cookie. Well, breaking news.
Uh-oh.
It's not breaking. It's certainly not a surprise. CB does have the tweet. I don't know where Chris Bennett archives all of these tweets from years and years ago. But Bucky Godbolt, the tweet was January 10th of 2017. So we're going back 2 full years now. 6:43 a.m. High up on, what'd you say, 2 Vicodin? In a tweet, this is back when you tweeted, in a tweet to Yvonne Nava, and you didn't even at her. You didn't even, like, link her into it because you didn't
that
know
mean?
I mean, you just tweeted. It goes, she's part of the, her Twitter handle is part of the tweet, so it goes to her.
Gotcha.
It says.
What?
The talented Evan Nova baked me a beautiful cake yesterday. It's so good and filled with love. Thanks to her and her kids and Alex, period. Evan, what are you, the wickedly talented now?
The wickedly talented, one and only, Dazine.
Two of those knocked me crazy, man. It was loopy.
Evan Nova.
Yeah, 0 for 2.
0 for 2.
Sorry about that.
But she
stay in your lane, bro.
You did spell beautiful right, which a lot of people misspell beautiful. That's one of those ones that people will misspell. They put 2 L's on it. They miss that U sometimes.
What would happen if we all did a show off 2 Vicodin? How would that sound?
What?
Just thinking.
There are people who can't do one of those. That's
probably would lose our license. I took a half of a Vicodin at one time when I had a tooth issue.
How was that for you?
That was it. I think I ended up giving them to you. I think I gave them to you.
I probably took them.
For your back, because I my stomach can't handle that.
I kind of thought that award-winning show was doing shows on Vicodin.
Are you sure they're not
doing
popping Vicodin before the show?
It's just a cover-up.
Some people believe that A.J. Preller and the owner of the San Diego Padres might have been popping Vicodin yesterday when they agreed to a 10-year, $300 million contract with the San Diego Padres. And at the end of the day, look, I mean, this was negotiations 101. We said yesterday that there was an 8-year, $240 million deal on the table, which is same amount of money annually, but obviously it's two more years. So it's $60 million more when you go from 8 to 10. And that's what the agent was able to convince A.J. Preller and the Padres, that if you don't go to 10, the White Sox are willing to go to 10. And I believe that's been proved to be true, that the White Sox, as there was a report that the White Sox were willing to, with incentives, allow Manny Machado to make $340 million over the life of that deal with plan incentives. So he turned down, he took less, essentially, to go to San Diego, but he got San Diego to go to the White Sox level of 10 years and $30 million per season. So Machado is in, 26 years old, plays a premium position, which, you know, you take that into account when you're, I mean, when you're talking about a shortstop or a third baseman, wherever he's going to play, that is a premium run-producing position, especially if they move him back to short. His wins above replacement is historically good in his first 5 years, or the last 5 years. We talked about the no one has more high-velocity balls off bat in the last 2 seasons than Manny Machado, and he's won that by a lot. You know, 95-mile-an-hour, you know, hit off the bat. He's got 520-some in the last 2 seasons, so far outpacing anybody else. So he strikes the ball. He's a 26-year-old player. He's not A-Rod. I mean, he's not Alex Rodriguez. When Alex Rodriguez signed for $252 for 10 years with the Rangers a long time ago, but the deal done. So you wonder if that leads to Bryce Harper and all these deals getting done here shortly.
Dude, honestly, I don't believe there's not a person on earth that plays a sport is worth $300 million. $30 million a year.
Billions and billions.
It's just amazing to me that we've got to that point on a baseball player. That's just a lot of money.
Huge advocate of the free market. I would say this: if the owner of that team is willing to sign into that contract, what kind of money is he making? I mean, you're worth what your value is, right? And yes, what you are in the open market. And for a while, it felt like the open market was going to be a little lower than they thought. But, you know, this is 10 years, 300. I get it. Who's worth that? I mean, pay the school teachers, pay the firefighters more, whatever. But the owner who signed him, he's doing pretty well.
He was doing pretty well before he even owned the team.
And he's a businessman, and he wants people in his seats. He wants to win. And I'll give the Padres credit. They are trying to build their team, much like the Astros did, much like the Royals did, and the Cubs. And they feel like this is the piece they need. They're probably not a World Series contender this year, but when you consider the Padres, if you look at Baseball America's top 100 prospects, the Padres have 10. No organization has had that many in the top 100 in the history of that top 100. 10 players. So 10% of the top 100 are Padres, young players. They've stockpiled. They've got them coming. They put Machado in. They signed Eric Hosmer, the first baseman who won a World Series with the Royals and is still a fairly young player. He's the first baseman for them, so some veteran stability. You got to pay for that because they didn't have that ready to go. So obviously they're trying to sell some tickets this year because they think they're going to start incrementally. You know, the Padres could be a team like the Braves a year ago that kind of went from the baby Braves became a contender and in the mix and going to the playoffs. Padres could be, if they can find some pitching and if their young arms come along. The question with Machado now is, how does that impact Bryce Harper?
He's going to get $300 million, too.
And do we see a Bryce Harper deal done soon?
Quickly. Yeah, within the next week, I think that deal
will be done. Because now all the teams that are jockeying for Harper kind of know the going rate. They know what the market is set at, 10 years, 300. So does Harper go a little bit above that? Three teams. Phillies seem like the most likely contender. But there's some thought in Philly that they want to wait on Mike Trout in a couple years as a free agent. But we'll see. Giants and Nationals back to Washington, unless there's a surprise team out there that you know that surprise team could be is the Chicago White Sox, because there's a thought that the White Sox, they're kind of like the Padres, that their young talent's about to come forward. They've got good young pitching. They've got good young positional players, and they need a face of the organization.
So
they could turn and offer that same money to Bryce Harper.
Will ticket prices rise in San Diego? Will the hot dog prices, will the parking price? I mean, because of that deal, will things change for the fans themselves? You know, every once in a while, you'll say about, well, this guy, the owner of the Oakland of Oakland in football, that's a family business. If that team went belly up, there goes the neighborhood for them. How many owners that own these professional teams all over this world? I bet you there's only a handful that, without their teams, they're still unbelievable millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars that these teams, whether they bring people into the stadium or not, these guys could drop each one of these teams, lose out, say goodbye, and still be worth so much money. I mean, how many of these are family businesses when you really look at it?
No, obviously for billionaires, a lot of them are little side projects for them and you know, just
and the majority of them, those guys, and these are side projects?
Sure. Sure. Yeah, Oakland, the Raiders are probably the most cash poor ownership group in the NFL.
Even Jerry Jones, this was his family's business, right? But if
well, look, Jerry Jones,
what does he now have now?
Oh, multi billionaire everything. And the most valuable franchise in sports.
Not just not the franchise, but in land.
He's part company, part owner of 50 other companies. I mean, that's and we had Gene Watson of the Kansas City Royals on a couple weeks ago or last week, and he was talking about this. I hadn't thought about this, but if you've been to a Cubs game lately, you know the Ricketts family bought the Cubs and invested the money, and the Cubs won the World Series. If you go to Wrigley Field now, I went, you know, 10 years ago and went back this past summer. It's unbelievable outside the gates. They've got hotels and restaurants and bars. And as Gene told us, the Ricketts own all those. The team owns all that. That's they built that with the city, but they own the hotels, mm-hmm. the clubs that go on there, and they're bankrolling. I mean, they're not just making money from the baseball team. They're making money from the people coming to the game that are staying in hotels. Now, that's the Cubs. This is the Padres. I don't know what the Padres have they've only made the postseason six times in their 50-year history, but this is an attempt to get back into that. They've got that new park downtown, Petco Park, that they're trying to fill up more often in Machado with the Latin influence in Chicago in San Diego can be big. They feel like he can be the face, and he's a hell of a player. I mean, the stats would back it up, but some think he brings baggage. We shall see. All right, so we'll pick up the ownership of the Padres and take your thoughts, Bucky. And his Vicodin. We also have your favorite and least favorite Duke North Carolina players all time in the rivalry. That's been fun as well. Coming up, Salacious Gossip and your Blitz. Including, it looks like former Longhorn Tristan Thompson has been dumped again. Dumped again from the Kardashian clan. Plus your Blitz loaded up. It's B&E on the Horn.
Where you get that from? Did Tawana tell you that? Did Tawana tell you that? Because I ain't for no games, okay?
Salacious Gossip is brought to you by Bud Light in advance of your Blitz every morning. Blitz at 447-3776. Enjoy the ice-cold Bud Lights. We'll have Tom Gimbel in here next hour for the live music picks for the week. It's always good to get out and see some live music. Have some great shows this weekend and have an ice-cold Bud Light. Enjoy it. Be smart. Be safe. But makes the good times great. The great times unforgettable with an ice-cold Bud Light.
Sun is out.
Sun, here it comes. Where'd the Beatles once sing, "Here Comes the Sun"? By the way, speaking of gossip, I saw where Ariana Grande has done something no one has done since the Beatles. Since the Beatles. So she's got this one album out that's had seven top hits off of it, and she currently has four spots in the top 10 songs in America off that album. Last group to do it, the Beatles. The Beatles. So Ariana Grande, she's quite the
pop. She's not quite on my radar right now.
Well, she's on a lot of people's radar. Not mine either.
Is she on your radar, BK? Are you
Amistad Grande?
I couldn't tell you one of those songs.
Four. Like she's like Beatles territory.
This is what the young girls like.
Kids. She's very popular with.
Is she? Teens?
The former Bobby Bones set. Now Bobby's a country guy, right? Now so Bobby's country guy, but he used to be pop, teen pop. But yeah, that's the music news. We'll have more from that with Tom. Also got to let you hear a little bit of this trailer of the new Motley Crue biopic that's about to come out. There's also a new Elton John biopic that's coming out, Buck. One of these actors plays Elton John, becoming a rock superstar. Would you want to see that film?
I'm probably not going to see that. I'm not
on
going
the heels
to
of the follow of Queen.
The Yellow Brick Road. I'm going to pass
on the Rocket
on that.
Man. The Rocket Man.
No.
Come on, man.
Mm-mm,
you love
not.
Music.
I love music, but you know, Hello Marilyn and all that. No, thank you. I'm going to pass on that one.
Okay. Salacious Gossip, and for rumor, this is sports-related. How about C.J. Anderson, the running back of the Rams, becoming the first person inside that Rams organization to allude to the fact that Todd Gurley was more injured than the team let on? That C.J. Anderson, his teammate, saying, yeah, that knee was a lot worse than people thought.
Which it's good to know. That makes me feel better.
Yeah, because he was non-effective
right.
Outside of the Cowboys game where C.J. Anderson and he ran all over the Cowboys.
So, in other words, he wasn't scared. He was hurt.
He was hurt. He wasn't himself. And I give Craig Way credit on that. Craig has watched every Rams game this year, came on and said, look, he's just – and if you saw him in September, October, November, and then saw Todd Gurley in January, he's a totally different player. So we'll keep an eye on that. Maybe more to come out. And what are we going to do with this Tristan Thompson, former Longhorn? We got to watch him play here at Texas. He's now the baby mama and married to Khloe Kardashian, but apparently they're breaking up. This guy Tristan likes to park his boat in other people's boat slips, it appears, all too often.
His ship is sailing elsewhere,
huh? It appears. You've married him, baby daddy, got one boat slip. So, and apparently it's, you know, I don't know how all this works at Christmas for them, but you have Khloe Kardashian and her half-sister is Kylie or the other Jenner. Like Bruce Jenner's their dad.
When Bruce Jenner was a dude, right?
Or what's, yeah, she's, I'm so confused by this whole
thing.
When process.
Bruce Jenner was a dude, that was her,
that's her daughter's.
Okay.
But that not Khloe. Khloe's from the Kardashian side, not the Jenner side.
She's from OJ.
Don't, no.
She's from OJ.
You guys are wrong on that.
But apparently at a house party over this past weekend, Tristan Thompson was all too cozy with Kylie's best friend, Jordan Woods, and pictures got out.
They're just trying to make her upset.
He went inside the family?
Well, no, inside the family's best friend.
I mean, you can't do that.
I mean, you can't eat where you blank kind of thing.
That's awesome, man.
No, you don't
Big
do
fan
that.
Of this guy.
Tristan's a mess. Now, she's been recently in People Magazine talking about what a great father he is, what a great dad he is.
You're the guy, BK, that when you break up with a girl, then you go out with her best friend. You that's you, isn't it? That is so scary and so nasty and so down low and filthy. You'd do that if she was fine?
I don't like saying yes after the way you describe
it. Oh, I'm sorry. But yes.
Hey, so it's just one boat slip over. That's all. Might have been best friends at one time, but, you know.
I took the wrong parking spot. Sorry about it.
I would say the other way is worse. Like, the best friend shouldn't be dating her best friend's ex-boyfriend. If the ex-boyfriend, that's his call. It really should be up to the girl to say, no, I'm not going to date my ex.
No, that's just off limits, period, on both fronts, and you guys know that.
Yeah, bros before, but that's the guy's decision. Like, I can never date my best buddy's ex-girl. I can never do that, but.
All right.
If the girl wants to, whatever.
No, it doesn't work that way either. It just that's one you have to stay away from.
Apparently, Tristan didn't get that memo.
No, he didn't get the memo. That guy don't care.
No. And that's just alleged. That's why it's in salacious gossip, because it's just that. It's gossip.
It's
alleged. For rumor. It's not for truth.
That's a myth.
Sort of like the Blitz, just for gossip.
Let's go to the Blitz.
The Bucky and E Blitz.
The Morning Blitz, brought to you by Apple Leasing, where you only have to pay for the new half of the car or truck, the half under factory warranty, in any make, any model. Look appleleasing.com and see how easy it is.
Here we go. First Blitzer, you're up.
This is Jerry Jones of the Dallas Cowboys, and I got a post-Valentine's Day poem that I need to share, and it goes like this. Johnny Walker red, Johnny Walker blue. Tony Romo was a miracle. Antonio Brown will be too.
Whoa! Yeah, bring that dude to Dallas. That's great.
We'll reset that coming up.
I love that. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Yeah, I thought Chad did a great job selling Girl Scout cookies to Bucky. This is Donald Trump.
He did sell me.
But is Chad selling you like Trump University or something?
He sold me that, man.
He's getting you good.
Hey, you can get $20 for five. Thank you. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, Buck.
Yes, sir.
With that ridiculous stuff you were saying about Antonio Brown this morning, I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's hit on one of your women or something.
Mr. Big Chest?
Mr. Big Chest. I love him. I should be saying Mr. Big Chest. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Buddy.
What's up?
I ate my Wheaties for the first time, and that'll be my last time. That stuff tastes like sawdust.
That's not good. Wheaties is not one of the best cereals out on the market. It's the fiber that you get out of it. It helps you.
Fiber's good for you.
Run the right way. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Efficiency.
Hey, Double T, Tristan Thompson. You know what they say. If it ain't married, you ain't cheating.
They ain't married.
That's right. I don't think they're married yet.
If it ain't married, you ain't cheating. That sounds more like BK right there. Next Blitzer, you're up.
Hey, what does Tom's Herman's chin say?
What?
Whose nuts are these?
Oh! Shut it down!
That's 50% stupid.
Let's go!
Just 50%.
This guy on the text line says, I actually married my ex's best friend.
Oh.
The fuck, he's aghast.
You married her best friend? Well, how does that work out?
Well, if that one wasn't meant to be, doesn't mean this one's not. I mean, you know, just because they're friends, maybe they met through that and they're like, I like you a heck of a lot more than I like her.
First of all, when you break up with her, you don't even talk to her friends anymore. You break up with them. You break up with the girl, you break up with her friends.
I haven't heard this one.
You didn't know that?
I think that should be up to the girls to decide. It's like bros before, you know, you don't date your boy's ex-girlfriend. That's kind of off limits, but, you know, other way around, I'm not buying.
You break up with a girl, her friends are now not only off limits, but you don't talk to them anymore. They're done. They're out. They're out the loop. I know BK doesn't like that because that didn't bother him.
Maybe the best friend's better looking.
No,
I don't know.
No.
Maybe she knows the magic handshake. I don't know.
Guess what? That means you've been eyeballing her the entire time anyway.
So it's better that you got out.
That's true.
Keep the charade going. We'll be back. Tom Gimbel with the live music picks at the end of next hour. We'll also reset all your top stories. And into Antonio Brown, where is he headed? Can we compare it to Randy Moss 12 years ago? It's B&E on the horn.